This is KUT. Today, a jury in Medina County, Texas, is expected to announce damages in a case that pitted landowners against the local groundwater authority. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the case could tell us something about how Texas water will be regulated in the future.
The Bragg family owns pecan orchards. The Edwards Aquifer Authority regulates groundwater under those orchards. When the authority told the Braggs they could not pull all the water they wanted for their trees, the Braggs sued. They argued the authority was infringing on their private property rights. And the courts agreed.
And when that happens under the Constitution, the person's entitled to just compensation for the right that's been taken away.
Tiffany Dowell-Lashmit is a professor of ag law for the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. She says now the jury will decide how much the Edwards Aquifer Authority owes the Braggs. That's generated a lot of interest from private property owners and other water authorities and groundwater districts.
I think those districts are watching to see, you know, how much, what's it going to cost the Edwards Aquifer Authority for denying that permit. I think landowners are watching to see, okay, you know, if I have a permit denied and I have facts that are capable of proving a taking has occurred, you know, what kind of compensation might I be looking at?
And it's a ruling that should really be of interest to all of us. Amy Hardberger is a professor at St. Mary's School of Law. She says as Texas grows, it will have to find new ways of regulating water. The question is, where does appropriate regulation start and how much will it cost?
None of us really know where that line is. And the Bragg case shows us one data point on that line between permissible regulation and impermissible property infringement. But there's still a long line that's a little invisible.
A decision on how much the Edwards Aquifer Authority will need to pay the Braggs is expected today. The authority may appeal that decision. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.